All right, now I was alerted to this. This Sunday, hundreds of community activists will rally to save the heritage buildings in Harbour Foreshore Parkland, at Mossman's Middle Head. Now, it'll be a last-ditch attempt to stop the proposed demolition of this historic military complex known as 10 Terminal. Now, it's a World War II era military complex, if you've ever been up there to Middle Head, and it played a vital role for more than 50 years in numerous conflicts, including the Vietnam and Cold Wars. In place of the Commonwealth Heritage listed buildings will be, or would be, a luxury private aged care facility. It'd be luxury, right? Be a top spot for it. And to tell us more about this rally against the proposed development, I'm joined by Julie Goodser, Vice President of the Headland Preservation Group. She's on the line now. Hi, Julie.
Oh, hi, Tim. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
Look,
it's
a pleasure. So firstly, when and where will the rally be tomorrow?
Right. Well, the rally is at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning outside the 10 Terminal building, which is right at the end of Middlehead Road.
Okay. Now, how do my listeners get there if they want to come?
Right. Well, they will have to drive or they can catch a bus. The 244 goes to Chowder Bay and that goes from Carrington Street and you get off at HMAS Penguin actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm with you. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if this proposal goes ahead, what do we risk losing there at Middlehead?
Well, we miss out on a huge opportunity. This is a place where people can actually feel, touch and breathe our history and heritage. Mm. It's a place with absolutely unrealised experiential tourism potential. Now, you know, on Middlehead, we've got 200 years of military presence, and there's an absolute labyrinth of mysterious and exciting underground tunnels. The termites, who are the military guys who stationed there, they knew these, and they used them in lots of ways. We've also got 40,000 years of Indigenous presence. Mm. We've got the Marine Studies Centre down the road. It's the Australian bush. But we've also got an indoor-outdoor classroom for our environment and history. But it all needs a nerve centre and a place that can be the base for that. And that's
right.
What 10 Terminal should be. Not an aged care centre right in the middle of public, dedicated parkland. You know, Tony Abbott was really pivotal in establishing this, establishing the Sydney Harbour Federation Trust, and he said it's a priceless piece of our heritage not to be squandered.
Okay, now where is this development proposal at?
Well, unfortunately, it's now gone to the Commonwealth Government and to the Department of the Environment, and we only have 1 week to make submissions against this.
Okay.
And the submissions have to be in writing, either by email or by mail, and the addresses are on our website.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get the website address when we finish the conversation.
Okay, terrific.
So the private aged care facility is being built by a private company, I'm assuming.
That's right.
I'll tell you what's a hell of a spot for an aged care facility.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and it's taking public parkland. It's unjust that, you know, just a couple of investors can take public parkland and alienate it from the whole of Australia when it was a centenary gift of federation.
Now, have you approached Tony Abbott and Mike Baird about this?
Well, Mike Baird is state, and so this is a Commonwealth.
It's a Commonwealth issue, is it?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have tried to speak to Tony about this, but it's pretty hard to get an interview, really, with the Prime Minister.
Yeah, well, the Prime Minister's been pretty busy of late tragic things to deal with. Yeah.
He has, I know. He's got lots of things on his mind. He's delegated it to given to the Minister for the Environment, Greg Hunt, and he has given it to his Parliamentary Secretary, Simon Birmingham.
Okay.
We've seen them, but unfortunately, they're not really listening, I don't think, to the fact that most Australians really need this, would really want this, and to be a public place, really, not a dedicated place for some private investors and wealthy Australians.
No, I'm not keen on it either. I like to think there's a lot of our beautiful public space that can be retained for us rather than the private facilities. So would all of 10 Terminal go under this proposal?
A whole lot. Not the whole lot, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A large majority of the building would go. It would keep a facade, but it's going to be a big block block right there. There'll be very little public access. You'll be able to walk around it. But right now, you can walk right through it. And it really lends itself to the most amazing partnership, really, of all the people who've been on that headland or been associated with it, like the military, like the Aborigines, like National Parks.
Oh, of course,
and
yes.
And Sims and so on.
Yeah.
And this is the third set of submissions that we have had to put in about this. So it seems that they're not really listening.
No, it would seem, well, when it starts to bounce around from minister to minister, then you've got a problem because it gets put in the too hard basket. So with the private aged care facility there, how much public access will there be to that part of Middlehead?
Well, there'll still be public access around it, but you won't be able to walk through it or to use that building at all for public purposes.
Right.
It will be private, and you won't be... how often do you walk through a aged care facility unless you've actually got a relative? Or...
Well, you wouldn't be welcome, I wouldn't think, anyway.
Got to check in at the front desk and so on. Yeah.
Okay, so if they're keeping the facade, that leads me to think that it's a heritage-listed piece of the building, yes?
Yes. Well, the whole building actually is on the Commonwealth List Heritage List.
Mm.
Yeah. And so they're going to demolish at least 50% of it and demolish most of the insides of it. In fact, we've had some architects who've said that if they demolish all the internal section, you know, they're going to have great trouble keeping the facade up anyway.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If my listeners are interested in coming tomorrow, then they've got 1 week
to make a submission.
Okay.
Right. And that's and tomorrow we're trying to show that there is actually a public concern about this and a wide concern. So we do encourage as many people as possible to come.
Well, yes. Obviously, the more people you get there, the better.
That's exactly right, yes.
Okay, so it's tomorrow at the 10 terminal site, the far end, and I think most people in Sydney know where to go to get there.
Yes.
The end of Middlehead Road at Mossman starts at 11 o'clock.
That's
the theme is green, so wear all your green gear.
Yes, we're green. And our motto is cap the development, which is cap the overdevelopment. We want it kept for the people of Australia as a community and a cultural and a reconciliation centre. And it's only 2 nautical miles from the centre of Sydney. Do you know that 600,000 visitors are coming this year on tourist boats?
Oh, yes. Well, you're talking about one of the most pretty places in Sydney.
That's right. Absolutely
okay.
Iconic. And we could have a hop-off ferry, going to the zoo and going to here, Manly, etc.
Yeah, okay.
It's got untapped potential.
All right. Now, the website?
The website is www.hpg.org.au. But you don't have to remember all that. You can just type in Save Middlehead or HPG.
And
it will come up.
As they say in the classics, just Google it.
Exactly right. Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you, Julie, and good luck with it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Good time.
A pleasure. Julie Goodson. Now, that's tomorrow, the 10 terminal site right at the end of Middlehead Road at Mossman. Look, folks, you know, a private aged care facility there, if you don't know it, you're talking about a really seriously gorgeous place. So it'd be pretty high profile and pretty pricey, I would think, to be in there in the aged care facility. Not that we don't need those, we do, but I wonder if we need them in a place like that. Now, you know, if you feel really strong enough to go, by all means go, or Google that, Save Middlehead, and get involved in it. You've got a week to do it. Otherwise, you know, you lose a piece of Sydney to the public. And now, you'd still be able to get to Middlehead, of course. They wouldn't do that to you. I'd be there protesting. Obviously, I can't be there myself. But if you feel strongly enough, get involved in that. Save Middlehead, end of Middlehead Road, Mossman, tomorrow at 11 a.m.